B-Pod Studios.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. Now, here's LBF with today's Dirty Laundry.
Jennifer Lawrence has the best sleepovers, and I'm going to tell you why in a second. But first, you know what? Getting old ain't for sissies. And the thing is Gisele Bündchen, the ever-youthful Gisele, she's feeling it.
Is she?
She is feeling it, despite her avocado ice cream and her juicing and her, I don't know, horseback rides in Costa Rica or whatever. She's always posting those, right?
Yeah.
She looks good on a horse.
Yeah, she does. Right. Anyway, she turned 40 in July, and she's having a tough time with aging. She said it's challenging. It's natural part of life. And when I look at these changes and see a reflection of all the years I've lived so far, I feel an incredible sense of gratitude. But as she's gotten older, I have grown more comfortable in my own skin, and I'm grateful for every experience and every year of my life so far. Still challenging.
You know what? I got to say, and my wife mentioned it last night, mm-hmm. We're kind of Tom Brady'd out now.
You think?
Well, his Instagram, he's just always kind
just
of
ads.
Doing that. Right?
You know just what I mean? Ads.
It's all ads and, you know.
That's it?
It's all ads so and Tony Robbins stuff.
Tampa.
Tony Robbins stuff?
Yeah.
He's happy in Tampa and he doesn't miss us.
He doesn't miss us at all. He's moved on. So we should move on.
I would.
Not even Gisele?
She's, you know, not as Tom. She's not as out there, but I'm just saying. It's just time to say bye-bye.
All right. Well, as our last report on Gisele Bündchen.
There it is.
Girlfriend's getting old and she doesn't like it. So if Gisele doesn't like it, it's okay if you're having a tough time with
there
it, too.
There you go.
Elton John is getting his own Barbie doll. This is exciting.
Yeah.
Because it's actually a pretty cool Barbie doll. It's got, it's $50, which is kind of a lot.
Wait, so it's not Elton John.
No, it's not
him.
It's
a Barbie,
that's dressed up like Elton John.
I gotcha.
It's got the bell bottoms and like the...
It's for
cool
adults
shoes.
Because no kid is going to know what this is.
No,
all about.
You know the Barbie like franchise is like totally an adult thing sometimes.
Is it now? Yeah.
My friend had an entire room in her house filled with unopened Barbie dolls. She was a collector. It was bananas.
Whoa, she's rich.
That's weird.
She might be now.
She sure is.
It was the coolest thing I've ever seen.
Does she have Skipper?
Probably.
Yeah, probably.
I mean, it was just, I'll never forget it. I mean, if
she married?
Yes, she is.
What was Ken's friend's name? Didn't Ken have a friend?
Bob?
G.I. Joe just beat him up. I don't know.
Ken had a friend.
I don't know.
I was a big Sunshine Family person. That's what
I'm
was
curious.
My
if anybody knows Ken's friend, please
call.
Okay,
call us.
I think he started a steakhouse.
Yeah.
888-410-1057.
Oh, God. All right. So finally, Jennifer Lawrence, she's fun when she has a sleepover. She, like, you know what? She kicks it old school. Even though she got married a year ago, when she has her girlfriends over and they're drinking white wine and having fun, this is what happens.
Oh, boy.
I never know the end of the hangout. I still have slumber. I'm married and I have slumber parties like once a week. My friend came over and it was not planned, but she ended up spending the night and we slept in my bed and my husband slept in our guest room. He knows the drill. My best friend in the entire world. We used to have sleepovers all the time. And then she got married when we were pretty young. I was like 24. And I was like, well, I understand, you know, it's going to change. You're going to get married. She was like, no, it's not. And we still to this day, she's been married for 7 years. We still to this day have sleepovers.
Yeah. Sleepovers are fun.
Yeah.
I had a sleepover with a bunch of friends at a hotel like a couple of years ago, and it was super fun.
That is fun. But ladies like doing it. Guys don't like doing that.
Yeah, because you're gross.
No, we don't. Excuse me?
Oh, God.
We're gross.
You're gross. like, it's just no. You need your own rooms. Women are adorable, and they're like, oh, you want to, like, you know, borrow my flat iron and stuff like that. And the guys are just, like, burping, and they're like, when are you going to?
Scratching something.
Yeah.
Yeah, like no, the- well, no, I just got
you
gross.
Can't deny it.
I won't deny it. Let's see if somebody knows. Ken had a friend.
He did not.
Yeah, my sister had Ken and Barbie.
He was just probably some outlier from some different...
No, he had a friend. His name was, like, Mark or something. I don't know. But somebody
Mark?
Knows. I don't know.
Steve?
All right. Hey, look at that. Mark's on the phone. Hey, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
We're good. Do you know Ken's friend?
His name was Skip, I believe.
Oh, Skip. Oh, I don't think so.
Skip.
Midge and Allen?
Well, because there was Skipper.
Well, right. maybe.
Yeah.
I don't
Skipper
know.
Skipper and Skip?
Yeah. It Possible. Wouldn't be Skipper and Skip.
You never know.
Thank you, though. I don't know.
Don't think he had a friend. I think he was one of those
Ken
guys.
Had no friends. Just hung out with the girls.
Yeah.
It's not bad. Anywho.
Not a bad thing. I'm looking it up, yeah, but you're fine. Nothing.
7:51. We're 9 minutes away from giving away $500. Toto's going to play. All you got to do is be caller number 100. Your last day to win is today. WROR 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. That's Toto. Your 80s artists of the day today, and they're worth $500 right now to caller number 100 at 855-485-2000. Okay, call that number. Another chance at noon and 4. Okay, so we got to get some resolve. We were asking Ken and Barbie. Ken had a friend too. I know Barbie had a friend. My sister used to play with Skipper, I think.
You used to play with it.
Well, sometimes G.I. Joe would have a date.
Yeah, nice.
Leave it at that. But anyway, but I know Ken had a friend. Let's see. Hi, Sarah. Are you calling about that? What do you know?
I didn't know if you had an answer to what Ken's friend's name was.
Well, what do you think it was? Do you know it?
I do.
Yeah, what was it?
It was...
Oh, no, we'll never know.
Oh, my God.
We're never
Did she just
know.
Drop out?
No. She dropped out. Oh, my God.
What?
There she is.
We couldn't hear you.
Yeah, we didn't hear your answer. What was his name?
I'm sorry. It's Alan Sherwood.
Alan Sherwood.
Alan Sherwood? Well, look at Alan Sherwood. He was sporty, wasn't he? Huh? Who do you think was better looking, LBF?
I think Alan Sherwood was pretty good looking.
Better than Ken?
In the 70s, they had, like, the key parties and stuff like that.
My Barbie
Midge,
used to play
Barbie,
with G.I.
Ken, and Alan.
That Midge's keys. Midge is a redhead. You know what they say about redheads.
Hey.
Wow.
Don't talk bad about redheads.
That's why you don't.
No, I didn't say anything about redheads.
They're fun.
Okay, good.
Not me. They say, not me.
We are fun.
All right. Can I call you Midge? No?
All right. Yeah, sure. Why not?
You're fun, Sarah. Thank you for calling.
Thanks.
Awesome. We appreciate
You're welcome.
It.
Have a great morning.
Have a great weekend.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye.
She's fun. There you have it. Alan and Midge.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.